All right, you know what it is. This is a second date update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. You get the second date, they will hook you up with $100. All right? Who do we have on the line this morning?
It is Mike.
Mike?
Hey, Mike. Good morning. What can we do for you?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm calling in because my sister had, like, some little recording. Wasn't, like, the whole thing, though, but she said it was my girl was on y'all radio show on something called Second Date Update.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What day?
And yesterday.
Oh, wait.
Yesterday.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Keisha. Man, I didn't hear the whole thing. I just heard a little piece of it. I mean, it kind of sounded like her, but I don't know if it's her. That's why I'm trying to, like, find out. So, like, she said something about to the effect of, like, she ready to leave her dude for some cat that she been tonguing down at work.
Yeah, that's what happened on the show yesterday. There was a young woman named Keisha. Mm-hmm. She did reach out to a guy named Ty. However, we don't know the boyfriend's name, so we can't actually confirm that it is you. However, I don't know. What do you want us to do?
Man, this all kind of new to me, man. This kind of blowing my mind a little bit.
Okay. You know? So, look, bro, this new to us, too, as far as somebody hearing they significant other on a call and they call up here to confront that person.
Unless that's not what you did you want. If it is, in fact, your Keisha, would you want us to call to confront her? Did you want to break up with her? Did you want to tell her how you feel?
Man, you know what? Yeah, call her.
Oh, Lord. Call her. That sounds threatening.
Hey, what's your name, homie?
Mike.
Mike, look, in no way, shape, form, or fashion are we going to have anything to do with what happens on y'all personal accord after this call, right?
Yeah, all we can honestly do is just connect you through and do whatever you want to do. We'll ask her what her boyfriend's name. If she says the name Mike, then we're not even going to say anything else. We're going to let you say whatever you want to say. All right, Mike, well, here we go, hon. We about to call the Keisha that we had on the line the other day. I hope to God it is not your Keisha, but if it is, we passing the phone over to you, okay?
All right.
So
we really about to do this.
Hey, well, we might need to get an attorney on the line.
An attorney? They're not married, Chuck.
Don't get our attorney on the line, because then we don't know how this might go.
Did we get our attorney on the line when we had a little girl call her mama old boyfriend to tell her that she needs some gifts?
Oh.
Did we have our attorney on the line when we had called that one girl who had that one? No.
Hello?
Good morning, Keisha.
Yeah, Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, what's up? This is Jock Moe and Shaw the Streets want to take over again.
Oh, Lord.
Well, no, oh, Lord. It's just a different way around. You know, the other day you called us, well, today we calling you.
Yeah, we got a situation, honey. We just need to know one question before we get started. You told us about your boyfriend briefly yesterday before we spoke with Ty, but you didn't tell us his name. What was your boyfriend's name, Keisha?
Mike.
So you on the radio talking about you tonguing down somebody? That what you doing? That what you doing?
I mean, you don't be kissing me or you don't make me feel special, so what you expect to happen?
How am I supposed to make you feel special when you don't even look special?
Oh,
you don't
damn,
even go to the gym.
My...
You want me to make you feel special, but you don't look special.
You chose though.
But I still do everything I'm supposed to do. You understand?
Okay, I don't have time for this. I don't.
Well, Keisha, is there anything you want to tell him? I mean, because he called her just to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, his feelings was hurt. Girl, he done heard you on the radio.
Well, here's the plot twist. I didn't want any of them anyway. Neither one of them. I'm just done with it.
That's a plot twist.
I'm going to tell you something, Keisha. You don't need to look special.
So you spent the years and change with me, but you didn't want me. That's what
I mean, you keep me lacing all that latest whatever. Shoes, bags, everything. Like, what you expect?
Yeah, that's crazy because that yesterday say he didn't even want your ass. He just wanted to smash.
Damn.
I mean, what point are you trying to make?
I ain't trying to say nothing. You ain't. And before you get the opportunity to break up with me, I'm calling to let you know I'm breaking up with your fat, ugly ass.
Okay, bye.
So that's it?
I mean, of course I'm attracted to him, but I feel like if he was satisfying me besides like buying me stuff, like he buys me up stuff all the time, but like, I'm not getting the emotional side, so I guess that's why I was wanting to get it elsewhere. But if he would have been satisfying me emotionally and physically, then I wouldn't be out here looking for somebody else.
What you mean satisfying you physically?
I mean, like...
I don't even got to go to the gym because I'm lifting up your fat ass, moving you around. Dang, it's a workout.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? I keep on trying to tell you, you need to go to the gym, you need to work out. Are you talking about I ain't satisfying you physically?
Why?
What you talking about, man?
But you can't just have somebody just go to the gym with you. And, I mean, you can't just, like, work out on your own. You need somebody to go with you or push you. Like, I've been asking you to go with me.
Well, I've been pushing you for a long time, but you ain't doing nothing. Because I pushed you in the bedroom. And I'm trying to, now I'm pushing your ass out the door.
Keisha, are you telling me that you literally want nothing else to do with Mike and you're happy that it all ended like this?
And she's going to be calling me back. Time this phone.
No, I mean, that's my boyfriend. Like, I've been with him for a year and some change, so I'm not willing to, like, 100% let it go. But I just think some things need to be fixed because now that he's talking about leaving me, I don't even think I'm ready for that. Like, I was saying, okay, bye out of anger, but... I really think that I
want to
work it out.
Girl, you crazy? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mike. Is that something?
Let me tell you something. I'm out. It's over, man.
I ain't got time for this. I don't even know why you calling up the radio station telling my business anyway with your little ass.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I had Keisha hang up the phone.
Mike.
Mike. We're so sorry this happened to you, Mike.
Sound like he hung up too. Mike, you there?
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, he
I'm
ain't going nowhere.
I'm going to start putting that stuff at the door now, my dog.
Just shawty, leave him alone. Mike, again, we apologize this happened, but we're thankful that you were able to at least say your final piece. And I guess, Jock, what's the rest, honey?
Hey, man, you know what it is. Ain't no second date. Ain't no second date, bitch. Y'all will not be getting this money from 1-800-BETHUNE. But what y'all will get is the whole city talking about this situation. I'm trying to tell you. Anytime y'all call us up, 443-520-945. Let's talk about it. Keep it locked, Streets 94.5.